When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about cheating, there's a reason why that other person, whether it was the husband or the wife, has gone out, or the boyfriend or the girlfriend has gone out to do that act. So if you have gone and cheated on me, it's not about the cheating itself. It's about what caused you to do that. It's from Romantic Beast.
Nice. Hey, Romantic Great Beast. Name.
What are your thoughts on cheating? Would you give your partner a second chance?
Why don't you take it?
I'll answer that first.
Yeah.
Well, the answer is no, I would not give them a second chance. And the reason being is we communicate so much. Like every, like I wish people, I actually don't wish people could hear, but we are so brutally honest about what we want, what we're looking for, what is important to us. And for me, the thing that I said right from the beginning, from day one, from our first day, is if you ever cheat on me or hit me, I'm out. Like, done. Fine. There's a harsh line.
Bright lines.
Bright line. Thank you. It's a bright line for me. So if you cheat on me and you hit me, I'm done. And so A, I made that very clear from day one. And then B, when you think about cheating, there's a reason why that other person, whether it was the husband or the wife, has gone out, or the boyfriend or the girlfriend has gone out to do that act. So if you have gone and cheated on me, it's not about the cheating itself. It's about what caused you to do that. So A, is there something missing sexually? That's something that we should have spoken about before you go out and just do it. Like, again, going back to communication. If it was because there's an emotional need, you don't feel like I'm attentive enough to you, or vice versa, you weren't attentive enough to me, then again, why didn't we communicate that? How did it get to that extreme where you went and acted on it and you didn't, we didn't discuss it? And so that breakdown in our communication is the biggest thing that then led you to do it. So now I sit there and say, well, A, the one thing that we pride ourselves on and that we talk about a lot is we must communicate. So even if it's about, let's say, sex, hey, babe, I need more sex. Like, you haven't said that. And so for you to go and act on it, that's a problem. And there's a massive, that there's something broken in our relationship that you didn't say that to me. And then, yeah, just because that is something that is so important to me that I have said from day one, that if you go and do it, the loss of respect is, right, it's lost. And then the last thing I will say is it's so important that we, God, I've lost my, oh, it was a good one as well.
You want me to buy you time?
Yeah,
to,
please. That was a good one.
All right, so picking up where you left off, to me, it's all about trust. And
trust.
So to me, like, I believe relationships are sacred. I believe that there's literally the holy in a relationship, and that there's a level of depth and beauty to human connection that just isn't paralleled anywhere else. But I don't believe that they need to be forever if they're not functional. And so there's certain things that I look for in a relationship. And if I wasn't getting those things, to me, there is no purpose in having that relationship. And one of those is to feel like you're somebody's number one. And I think that's probably the most intoxicating thing about a relationship. That's why marriage has lasted. And I won't even ask people to believe that that's the natural state of things. If you look, God, if we can get really weird for a minute, if you look at the shape of, just in case there are people with kids, if you look at the shape of male genitalia, the way that it has evolved does not lead one to believe that we're the most monogamous species. We're certainly not the least either, but we're not the most. And so I don't even need that to like be true that, oh, well, we're built for monogamy. Whether we're built for monogamy or not to me is completely irrelevant. If you have a thing in the relationship that establishes trust, like let's say, oh, you can sleep with whoever you want, I don't care, but don't ever drink orange juice. right? If that were our thing and then you drink the orange juice, then I know there's no trust in this relationship. Mm-hmm. And that is the other thing to me. So being somebody's number one, like that's absolutely critical. I want to be somebody's number one. And then the other is I need to know that I can trust them, because to the emotional attack that one feels when they're destabilized by not knowing if they can trust the other person is so uniquely horrible, and it diminishes your sense of self. And hopefully you guys understand this by now about me. Anything that diminishes my sense of self, that makes me feel less than who I am, like I don't go for that. And so if somebody were treating me without respect in a way that I couldn't trust them, that's going to diminish me. I'm going to be paranoid. I'm going to feel small. And I don't go in on that. So to me, whatever you've established as your line of trust. So for us, it's physical and quite, we've never stated emotional abuse, but I will say that it goes without saying.
Sure.
So abuse and then being, you know, infidelity. So those are the things that we've established as lines of trust. And, yeah, you know, if those are broken, then.
And we both said to each other, we're both going in 100%. So some people in the past, especially like as Quest was really, you know, kind of like just skyrocketing, people started hearing about Quest. There was a lot of fitness females that would, you know, kind of hover around you and, you know, you see it, right? They flirt, sure, they're sweet. And it never bothered me. And people used to say to me like, oh, you know, she's hitting on your husband or, you know, things like that. Whatever, like it didn't bother me because the truth was I trusted you.
Right.
So even if the prettiest, most attractive woman came up to you and was like, hey, you want to go to my room? It doesn't matter, right? That I don't feel insecure about that because I trust you 100%. And so no matter what situation you would be put in, I know that you would turn them down. And I believe that with the core being of, you know, of who I am. And I will do that until either you end up cheating on me or I die, right? Because having a relationship where I fear you're going to do that isn't a way to live. And so I have to know for myself, I trust you 100%. It doesn't matter what situation you're going to be put in. There's no jealousy or anxiety or fear there. But that's because you haven't done it. So the second, if you cheated on me, that goes away. So.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. And yeah, I just, yeah. I mean, that's just us, like, and I don't, no moral judgment on people that feel differently. Like, I respect that. I think everybody just has to draw their own line and say, this is what's right, important to me. This exactly, is what I'm willing yeah, to put up with. And
right. No, and that's the thing. We had that discussion from the get-go and we were very right, honest with each other.